Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Wood steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Wood scores. Kaline moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rourke moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roark hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brandt for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Foyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foyles strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Mike Roark. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.